The Oklahoma House narrowly and on a largely urban-rural split passes a bill to give the governor power over the Tulsa and Oklahoma City County Health Departments. House Bill 2504 inserts the state health commissioner, who is appointed by the governor, into the process of picking new directors for the state's two independent health departments. The measure also requires local directors to align priorities with the health commissioner's, lets the health commissioner ask for a local director's removal, and bans the local health departments from implementing regulations more stringent than the state's. House Majority Leader John Eccles told the bill's author, fellow Oklahoma City Republican Chris Kennedy, constituents have told them they don't want the changes the bill would make.
We're giving the governor veto-proof authority. It seems like a massive power grab by the governor, and I know that's not your intent. I'm not saying you're doing that. What do I tell them? I mean, why are they paying their extra property tax money if the state's going to take control of it?
Kennedy said a 2018 report from Governor Mary Fallon's Joint Commission on Public Health calls for joint governance. While that phrase is in the report, it does not recommend any of the proposals in Kennedy's bill. Facing intense questioning from Tulsa Democrats about how the legislation was developed, Kennedy also claimed he'd been in contact with Mayors G.T. Bynum and David Holt, as well as a point person from the Tulsa Health Department. Kennedy said Bynum and Holt had talked to local media outlets about the bill.
The two mayors have been neutral. We didn't necessarily ask for this, but we're okay with the language. So there has to be, it proves there was some communication in Tulsa. So, but I can't talk to every single person that wants input on this bill.
A Bynum spokesperson said he never discussed the legislation with Kennedy and is opposed to the proposal, quote, an unnecessary intervention into the work of the Tulsa Health Department, unquote. A THD spokesperson said they were unaware of the bill until it was introduced. Governor Kevin Stitt on Thursday indicated the local department's action during the pandemic have been an issue, saying things changed after his order designating the state health department as the lead in the response expired.
They, I'm sure, did the best that they could do, but there wasn't a coordinated approach when you had two health departments kind of doing their own thing.
State Health Commissioner Dr. Lance Fry said something similar.
You know, when you have different chains of command, it really just makes the situation more difficult.
During debate on the bill, Tulsa lawmakers defended the Tulsa Health Department, saying their actions kept the county's deaths from COVID-19 to a minimum. Rep. John Waldron says things should stay as they are.
The officials of the Tulsa County Health Department, I know for a fact, worked heroically to save lives. Heroically. And this bill looks like retaliation. It looks like a vote of no confidence. Why can't we have collaboration that doesn't involve changing the way directors are named?
House Bill 2504 passed 54-41. Few representatives of the Tulsa and Oklahoma City metro areas voted for the measure. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.